of what went wrong.
It is with great regret that I can confirm that there has been a ground incident involving one of the Royal Air Force aerobatic team Hawks at RAF Scampton that has resulted in the death of the pilot. The pilot was ejected from the aircraft whilst the aircraft was on the ground.
This is the view from inside a Red Arrow's Hawk. All of them are fitted with ejector seats. They're used as a last resort in the air. But the inquiry will now focus on why today's ejection happened on the airfield apron.
There are lots and lots of safety mechanisms built into the seat. And whatever else pilots do, they respect ejection seats. They are very dangerous bits of equipment.
The Red Arrows thrill crowds across Britain every summer, flying just a few feet apart from each other. But today's incident comes just weeks after the death of Flight Lieutenant John Egging. He was killed following a display over Bournemouth. His fellow team members flew over Lincoln Cathedral for his memorial service 9 days ago.
Late this afternoon, the aircraft involved in today's incident was covered up, awaiting a detailed inspection. But once again, the planes flown by the Red Arrows are grounded while an inquiry takes place. But the Ministry of Defence says other Hawks flown by the RAF will continue to operate. Danny Savage, BBC News, at RAF.